继今年四月芝加哥神韵晚会多场满场后，在不到三个月的时间之内，神韵艺术团再度莅临之城，并且派出阵容强大的神韵纽约艺术团。此团汇集多位全世界舞蹈大赛的一等奖获奖演员，演出将于7月7号和8号两天在芝加哥歌剧院上演两场，这也是芝加哥首次在一年之内举办两轮神韵晚会。下面请看7月7号首场演出的情况。
神韵的乐章再次奏响芝加哥歌剧院，慕名而来的观众热情之高不亚于七月的高温天气。
It was amazing. The dancing was beautiful. It was, and the way they incorporated the screen with the show, it was very, it was a powerful, very powerful experience.
I really thought the effects were amazing and the music was also great, and it was really nice to see the Chinese cultural implements to the show, and I really thought it was very professional.
The choreography is absolutely fabulous, and the costumes and the music, it's just magnificent. This is my first time to see it, and we're delighted, or I'm delighted.
The backgrounds were beautiful too, to see the landscape of China, that was amazing. And also just how they use the different instruments, like the fans. The music was also really beautiful.
I loved the show.
It was very good.
And I would recommend everyone to see it. I will be back again. I thought I had missed it because I had gone to Los Angeles, came back, and they were still selling tickets, and I got it. Wow, what a show. After I walked out, I said, what a show. I recommend everyone to see it if they possibly can.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲，芝加哥采访报道。
借助中国古典舞的深厚表现力，神韵艺术团将法轮功反迫害的节目搬上了舞台，让很多芝加哥观众动容。请看本台记者七号发自芝加哥夏季神韵晚会的报道。晚会由神韵纽约艺术团主演。
I'm enjoying it very much. I especially like the part, the Falun Dafa part. It was very touching, very moving, andbrought a tear to my eye. I learned that the Chinese government is not really in favor of that. And I thought, my God, that's terrible. You know, that's freedom of expression. I think you should be able to practice that in your own home. So to see them being persecuted for it is, that's what touched me, I think. The moment when he got killed on the stage, the character got killed, it was very sad.
Well, I thought the theatrics and the dance was very athletic. You know, I was amazed at how light that they were on their feet. I was also very interested in how concise it was and how much of the history it covered about the Chinese religion. And then it talked more about, I'm sorry, how do you pronounce that? The Dafa, you know, religion.I've seen some of the protesters downtown before, and so it gave me a little bit more insight about that and what's happening in China.
I thought there were some messages that I caught pretty much in some of the different acts and stories being told, and some things that I could relate back to my homeland here in the United States.
What would you like to say to a friend who's not here tonight?
That they should come out to see the play, because I think they would enjoy it. I enjoyed it pretty much. It was a good program.
新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲，芝加哥采访报道。
芝加哥夏季神韵晚会7月8日下午最后一场演出，以满场的成果为今年的第二轮晚会画下休止符。很多曾与神韵擦肩而过的芝城居民这一次终于得以一饱眼福。
I love the show. It's wonderful. It's my first experience. I had no idea what I was in for. What a pleasure.
而雪莉的女儿凯文是摄影家，现居住在新加坡，此次是来芝加哥探访母亲巧遇神韵。她常常去中国，对于中国文化并不陌生，不过作为摄影家，她还是第一次观赏到神韵如此美妙的背景和舞台设计。
It's really beautiful. It's the first time I've ever seen this multimedia kind of stage setting, so I have really enjoyed watchingthe animation and then the dancers coming out of the background set. It's really imaginative, creative, lovely, excellent.
观众中很多人都是错过了四月份的演出，那么这一次他们终于观赏到了神韵晚会，觉得相当的幸运。
We were going to get tickets the last time it came to town, and we didn't act on it, so we were excited to see them coming back. They're wonderful performers.
We received a flyer, and I wanted to see it the first time, and I missed it, so brought my dad to see it this time.
And it was a good gift. It's a birthday present from my daughter to me, and it was fantastic.
I missed it last year. I wanted to go, but so this year I made it made up my mind that I was going to see this show. Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. Yeah, enjoyed it very, very much.
以上是新唐人电视台记者杨小梅、林冲在芝加哥的采访报道。